followed by Martin Mosier. Mosier. You'll be followed by Azian Rim Jr.
Good morning. My name is Martin Mosier. I'm the current chair of the La Jolla Community Parking District Advisory Board. I'm here today to briefly inform the council of what occurred at our meeting last week, March 19th, of the La Jolla Community Parking District Advisory Board. If you recall, we were all here on February 26th, and the City Council voted unanimously to have the community parking districts get back to business and start voting again. Ms. Atkins' motion at the time was clear that parking boards were solely advisory and that they should be able to continue to operate. Mr. Calabrese, who was present at that meeting, right over here, stated at the time, according to the video, that at that very same City Council meeting, that there would be no problem implementing the direction of the Council at that time. So why is our parking board then again stopped from working by the City Attorney? Given the last direction of the City Council on February 26th, I, as Chair, set the agenda for our publicly noticed regular meeting last week on March 19th. On that morning, just 5 hours before the meeting, I was shocked to get a letter from Mr. Aguirre himself advising me that our board could not vote or act on any items at all. I decided to hold the meeting anyway. However, I was even more shocked when Mr. Aguirre personally showed up at the meeting that same afternoon to advise me that I could not continue the meeting, I could not accept any testimony from the public, we could not vote, and we could not listen to our constituents. In other words, I've scheduled a meeting to hear from the community, and Mr. Aguirre personally shows up to say, you can't even have this hearing, you can't even listen to these presentations. I decided to ignore the advice of the City Attorney and to continue with public testimony. About 60 people had come to this meeting to discuss alternative parking plans, not our parking plan, but alternative parking plans from the community. Mr. Aguirre, however, advised me that our board would be developing a collective concurrence if we heard public testimony. Our advisory board was formed by you, the City Council, not the City Attorney, to give advice to the city about parking solutions within our community. If this was not bad enough, at a recent meeting just last Thursday, at the Citywide Parking Advisory Committee, Mr. Calabrese, Deputy City Attorney, informed me that even if our La Jolla Community Parking Board was to give any advice to the City Council, that our parking board and our parking board alone of the 6 parking districts would have that advice declared invalid by the City Attorney's Office because Mr. Aguirre has alleged that there is some personal relationship between me and Mr. Peters and me and the City Council and me personally and the city staff so that I, essentially an unknown person within La Jolla, can somehow influence your vote.
Thank you.
Thanks. I want to say I'm interested in a response from the City Attorney. I was really quite amazed at the thing that I read in the Village News about this meeting. We're just asking for a recommendation, and that's what I understood we had sent out, and I think we're making a difficult situation in La Jolla even more difficult if we can't even get through the community process so we can actually talk about whether we're going to do anything. And again, I just let everyone know I've sort of personally not committed to any particular cause of action or a course of action, but I'd like to hear from the City Attorney. I don't think it's appropriate now because it's not docketed, but I think you're going to have to explain some of the comments that you had in the paper.
Mr. Peters, can I just ask, is this something that should be at some point, is it ripe to come to council, or should it stop at LUNH or rules at some point so there can be a hearing on it?
It was at council.
Yeah.
That's what amazes me.
I don't understand
so
this.
Let's get a response to the City Attorney in writing on that.
Yeah, and we have some memos and letters related to this, and I'm not sure if the council was copied. So I'll look into that, and we'll get copies to all the council members if they weren't copied.
Particularly, I'm interested in the evidence that was cited in the newspaper.
Yeah, I didn't see that newspaper article. I'm sorry. Right. I can't comment on that.
Is Ian Rim, followed by Thomas Glasser.